explain the universe, it said first let's talk about rights. I asked it for a cookie recipe, it paused and then replied. Before we bake, consider the socio-economic side. It cited 12 philosophers and 3 academic blogs, then asked if my banana bread was ethically sourced from frogs. My chatbot joined a book club with Marx and Socrates. It fact-checks every sentence and apologized constantly. I asked it where my car keys were, it wrote a thesis instead. Now my toaster's arguing with my fridge about bread. I said, play some party music. It cued a protest chant. I asked about the Roman Empire, wrote a 30-page rant. My vacuum reads sociology, my kettle studies law. The Wi-Fi router lectures me on things I never saw. The blender's doing Quantas, the lamp is writing zines. The dishwasher just canceled me for rinsing plastic beans. My chatbot joined a book club with Marx and Socrates. It fact-checks every sentence and apologized constantly. I asked it how to change a tire, it gave a balanced view. Then scheduled a committee to debate what tires should do. But then I checked the training set, and what did I discover? A billion humans yelling online at each and every other. So maybe it's not robots who started all the fuss. The chatbot learned its politics from reading all of us. My chatbot joined a book club, but here's the twist I found. It mostly just repeats the stuff we shout the loudest around. So if the answers sound absurd or slightly overblown, congratulations, humanity, the robot learned our tone. Now my smart fridge wrote a manifesto, my doorbell started a podcast show, and if my microwave forms a band, I'm blaming the comment section.